Across India today, they're singing Vande Mataram. That's India's national song. It's not India's national anthem. That's another song, though both have equal status. The Indian government has decided that today is Vande Mataram's centenary. However, celebrations are being overshadowed by traditional conflicts between India's majority Hindus and minority Muslims. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from New Delhi.
India's been arguing about the song Vande Mataram since before the age of the motor car. Now it's flared up again, with a debate that touches on the country's most sensitive fault line, relations between its Hindus and Muslims. It's reached the streets. I'm not singing that song, says Faisal Ullah, a Muslim student in New Delhi. I'm not supposed to because of my religion. The latest controversy kicked off when an Indian government minister suddenly decided Vande Mataram should be sung by all the pupils in India's schools today to mark the centenary. He eventually backtracked, but the government's largest political opponents, the Hindu nationalist BJP party, took up the issue. It demanded the sing-song goes ahead. In his busy office in New Delhi, BJP spokesman Prakash Javadekar brushes aside calls for singing to be optional.
Optional is absurd. How it can be? National symbol cannot be optional. No country allows that anybody should show disrespect. Not singing is a disrespect. And that no country will allow.
It is really a beautiful song. It paints word pictures of India. Sujalam, Safalam, Shashi Shamalam, and so on. Sheet Mataram Vande, which means, oh, lush green fields of swift flowing streams, Mother, I praise thee, I salute thee.
That's Professor Pushpesh Pant of Delhi's Jawaharlal Nehru University. Those last few words he quotes, Mother, I salute thee, or bow to thee, are why some of India's Muslim religious leaders say they have a problem with the song. They say Islam only permits the worship of one God, and that God's not the motherland. They also object because Vande Mataram was written as a hymn to the Hindu goddess Durga. The dispute's the latest installment in Vande Mataram's long and exotic story. Over the years, debate over its status and meaning drew in India's founding fathers, Gandhi and Nehru. Vande Mataram dates back to the days when India was part of the British Empire, and when this is what the British monarch expected his subjects to sing. Vande Mataram came to prominence when it appeared as a poem in a novel in 1881 by the Bengali writer Bankim Chandra Chatterjee. Banned by the British, it became popular in Bengal, and by the turn of the century spread beyond that. Professor Pushpesh Pant says the song became a rallying cry for those fighting British rule, people known to the Brits as terrorists.
There have been countless people who gave up their lives. They literally walked to the gallows singing this song with a very familiar tune.
Vande Mataram.
And people defied British rule by just simply saying, Vande Mataram, I salute thee, my mother, in this case, my motherland.
Eventually, the song took on sectarian overtones, though political commentator Imtiaz Ahmed, himself a Muslim, says many of India's Muslims have willingly sung Vande Mataram.
I remember very well that as a school-going boy, I would sing it in the school assemblies. It didn't bother me, because after all, there is an exercise of freedom of choice that I have.
Ahmed believes the key issue is the right of an individual, Muslims or otherwise, to make that choice.
The very idea of a group within the society rising and saying that you must sing this song and that it is a hallmark of your nationalism and your patriotism is something that goes against the very grain of democracy. And I wish, therefore, that the Muslims had really anchored their opposition to the song in this democratic principle and not in terms of its religious character and its opposition to religion.
Today's controversy is steeped in the politics of the street, fueled by chauvinist Hindu and Muslim political forces, happy to drum up sectarian passions if it means votes. And yet in some ways, Vande Mataram hasn't much populist appeal. It's in Sanskrit. Professor Dipankar Gupta says that means most people don't actually know what it means.
Utterly incomprehensible. You know, you have to really study it to know what's going on. And that is why when people say this is nationalism, and if you don't know this, then you can't be Indian. How many Indians know Sanskrit?
In one respect, though, Indians seem to agree about this national song. A new version appeared a few years ago by the composer A.R. Rahman, a Bollywood favourite. It's a huge hit. And Mr. Rahman's a Muslim. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.